this is a fun program because it's dealing with the Indiana Bicentennial of 1816. Was it hard to find pieces that were from exactly from 1816?
Well, do I have to tell the truth? Yes, it was a little challenging. You know, some interesting composers were writing in that year, and the list, you know, got longer and longer, and pieces for a variety of ensembles. And then I just came back to, you know, Schubert and Beethoven kept popping up, and I thought, well, maybe I should focus on, you know, the great composers and see how I can make that fit into our theme. And I did pretty well. I am taking a little liberty with the Beethoven Quartet. The String Quartet Opus 95 was actually written in 1810, but it wasn't published until 1816. So I'm going with that.
And we're talking about the opening concert of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. And I think this also brings together the idea that, you know, Beethoven and Schubert were in the same town. You know, obviously Schubert really enjoyed Beethoven. This has got to be fun. The Adagio and Rondo Concertante that's going to open the program isn't one of those that I can go, oh, doesn't that Adagio go like this? But it's got to be really fun to put together because this is a piano quartet. And we often think about the Trout or, you know, quartets or piano music, but this is a unique work.
Yeah, it is a unique work. And it's what I was reading about it. It's basically, you can tell that the strings are really a backdrop to the star of the show, which is the piano. And in fact, a couple of books I read call it a small piano concerto. You know, we got a great pianist. So I thought, well, that's probably a good piece to pull.
He's going to be featured in a Beethoven piano sonata in between this and the Beethoven quartet.
Yeah, Eugenio is a wonderful pianist. He's been in Indiana for, probably, I'm going to say 12 years, maybe. He and I met down at Butler University. I heard him play with my former teacher, and he's a wonderful pianist. He also often accompanies my colleagues, Alfred and Colette. Their daughter is a cellist, and Eugenio often accompanies her. She's now at Juilliard. And he teaches a lot and he performs quite a bit. He's actually originally from Chile and he's been on the program before. A lovely, lovely pianist. So I'm looking forward to working with him.
When we think about Beethoven, I always think about, you know, there's early, middle, and late. And obviously this is some middle stuff, but there are always things going on. And it seems like he'll play around with a piano sonata and he plays around with string quartets and then symphonies. You know, there's this sort of great order. So tell us a little bit about playing the Serioso, the string quartet number 11 that's ending the program.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. One of his great quartets. I am a big fan of this quartet and the Opus 74. But, you know, you start saying that and then you think, oh, well, the Opus 18s are so great. You know, one of the first quartets I ever played was Opus 18, number one. It just wonderful, wonderful works. This quartet was written at the end of his second compositional period, but I think kind of is in the gateway of his third. It's, you know, there's a lot of contrast. There's a lot of, you know, big changes in mood and keys, and it's kind of strident a little bit. The opening movement, I think some people think it's a little... I think when it was written, it's probably pretty shocking, as a lot of his works can be.
Yeah, it's one of those that, you know, with Beethoven, we get all these incredible dynamic shifts and changes. And there was a lot going on in Vienna. There was, you know, all the Napoleonic Wars and stuff going on. You know, obviously Beethoven had changed his mind about Napoleon once things happened. But it also, I think, brings it back to Indiana and think about, you know, the War 1812 wasn't that much earlier than this and of Indiana becoming a state. And the idea that Beethoven is still, he's just about to write these incredible quartets that we still sort of sometimes scratch our head with the, you know, Grosse Fugue. And it's 200 years later.
Isn't that awesome? Gosh, yeah, absolutely. He obviously is a giant composer. Whenever I play Beethoven, you just have to be a little reverent about who you're trying to bring to life, the ideas and the inspirations that he must have felt. I love his music. And the cello part, I think, gets a sweet spot in this quartet. So I've really been enjoying working on it. And also, if I could add, it's been a pleasure to work with my friends, my longtime Indiana friends, Alfred Abel and Colette Abel. And adding to that group is Sherilyn Spicknall, who is from Terre Haute. She's played on the program a couple of times, wonderful violinist. So she and the Abels and I will be playing the quartet.
We're looking forward to it. It's coming up Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock at Fowler Hall. Always a lovely backdrop here at Purdue to have this sort of music come together. And it's one of those things that you guys do a lot for students and be able to do things that are special. Where can folks find out more about this? And tell us a little bit about how you can find out more about tickets for this weekend.
Our tickets are always available at Vaughn's Books and at the door. But new this year is you can buy single tickets on our website at www.tippecanoechambermusic.org. And thanks for mentioning the education piece. This is the 10th season. It's the 20th season of the organization, which I'm very proud of, another celebration to highlight besides the bicentennial. But our education program, Concert to Go, one of the programs we take into the elementary schools, is also in its 10th year. So very proud of where this organization started, where it's come from, and where it's headed.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and Really can't wait for these two composers to come together, Schubert, Beethoven, and the great state of Indiana with the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. We hope you come back and talk to us a little bit about Mozart, Christmas, Founders, Brahms, all sorts of things that are on this season.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.